after three big disruptions to the cattle and livestock markets, whether it was the Holcomb fire a couple years ago, the pandemic, of course, and now just a couple weeks ago, the JBS cyber attack, there have been some huge shocks to the system in cattle and in livestock markets in general. It's not news for Farmers Union and for many cattlemen and ranchers to have spoken out against increasing consolidation and a lack of competition in beef and cattle markets. But coupled with those three big events, I think there's more public awareness than there's been in a long time, and more engagement from legislative individuals and with regulatory agencies. So it seems that USDA and the Department of Justice, but USDA in particular, is ready to dust off some rulemaking processes that were either left off in the last decade or wound down during the last administration. So we saw some early indications just on Friday as USDA released its list of, or its regulatory agenda for the coming months. Three of the rules within that have to do with the Packers and Stockyards Act, which we at Farmers Union see as an important step forward.